So here we are above the Saga Rose, and it's the inaugural cruise, and I'm with Captain Alistair McLundy. Welcome to the Kieran Fox Breakfast Show.
Thank you very much indeed. Nice to be on your show.
So tell me a little bit about the boat, first of all. This is the inaugural cruise, and you're journeying off to where?
We're doing a cruise to Greenland and Iceland, and the ship itself, the Saga Rose, she's 189 metres in length, 25,000 tonnes. And she carries 560 passengers, and we have a crew of just under 400, so it's a good, nearly a one-to-one ratio with good attentive service.
So what's it like piloting a boat like this? I mean, do you still get a big kick out of it? Is it like big boys' toys kind of thing?
I have to say yes. I mean, it's been a dream of mine since I was a young boy. My father was a captain, grandfather was captains, and for me to be a captain is a great buzz for me. You know, I feel a great honour to be a captain of a passenger ship, but really, the sea is in my blood, and being captain of such a fine ship, and we've got a wonderful crew, really is every day is a great day for me.
So you've been associated with this ship for how long?
With this ship, this is my first ship. The company started with one ship, and this was at the Saga Rose. She used to be the Saga Fjord, and she's got a great history, and I was on her for 7 years, and then I was appointed master on the newer ships as they came out, but I've recently come back to my old ship in November last year, which I'm very pleased about. She's got 2 more years to run in her service, and then sadly we have to retire her from service, as they do in all ships of this age. So I'm very glad to be on her for her final voyages for the next 2 years.
You're sailing to Iceland. You're going on a tour of Iceland. Which ports of call are you going to call into?
Well, we're doing from here. We go first of all. We go to Cork Cove in the Southern Ireland, and we're due there on Sunday. And then from there, we go direct up to Greenland, and we do Qaqortoq and Nuuk, and then we go around Disko Bay, which is where all the icebergs are carved from the big glaciers and Ilulissat. So we'll do a lot of cruising and seeing the sights of that. So there'll be a lot of ice, navigating in ice, which I thoroughly enjoy. From there we then go over towards Reykjavik in Iceland and do a few ports there, and then we come down to the Faroe Islands and Tórshavn and start making our way south and then back to Liverpool.
How long will the journey take?
I think it's about 14 days. yeah, it's about 14 days to do the whole trip, yeah.
Any particular hazards? You say you enjoy navigating icebergs.
Obviously, going up there in Greenland, it's you get a lot of icebergs, a lot of ice, and you have to be very careful, but we're all trained for that. And the nice thing is 80% of mariners probably don't get the opportunity to use that training you're taught in college, whereas thankfully on these ships, I've been down to the Antarctic as well with this ship, and it really is a great experience to run through the ice and avoid it, and a great sense of satisfaction when you come out the other side safely. It is challenging, of course it is, but then that makes the job more interesting because you see such beauty in the ice. A lot of humpback whales up there, and for the passengers it's a great experience, and being able to give that to the passengers is another buzz for me.
I was just going to say, you mentioned about humpback whales. What kind of wildlife would you expect to encounter on this particular cruise?
Again, I think the whales are what people would probably say they come for. The humpback whales up in Greenland, they can be in abundance if you know where to go, and we do take the services of a local man who comes and tells us where the best places to go are. So when I've been up in Greenland before, there's a few areas we go where the whales feed off the glaciers, whatever, so they're usually very close to the ship. The passengers can see them very close, which is something you don't often get the opportunity to do. So whales, I think, is probably the main thing that they'll be looking out for, and bird life as well. But yeah, I'd say that would be the main thing to see.
Saga Rose, she's a fine ship. She's also very opulent and very comfortable. What's the galley servings like?
Well, I have to say they're very good, you know, which isn't good for your waistline, but the we have wonderful chefs, and again, our chefs have been with us for many years. They're very experienced, they've got great backgrounds in different fields, and they come together and they make up some wonderful menus, and they've got some wonderful service staff in the galleys. The galleys themselves, when service is going on, you probably call it organised chaos. When you go down there, you can't believe how things come out of the galley in such a wonderful presentation, but that's what they do. They do it so well, and it's beautiful food, beautiful presentation. But as I say, as a captain and doing this all the time, I do have to have the odd sandwich and stay away from the good food.
How long is a day for you?
My normal day, a day at sea, would normally be sort of a rise on the bridge, 7 o'clock in the morning, cup of coffee, make sure everything is going well, picking up emails, breakfast, walking around with the passengers just to chat with them, management meetings. My role is not just driving the ship as such, it's the management of the ship, so all the heads of departments report to me. I have to make sure the health and hygiene and sanitation of the ship, we have inspections for that, and the food, and the cleanliness of the ship, the safety of the ship, and the safety of the passengers and the crew. So I've got a multitude of roles and hats to wear, but I've got some wonderful managers on board who help me greatly. And throughout the day, we make sure the ship is run efficiently and safely.
Do you get time to relax with the passengers, and what sort of entertainment facilities are aboard the Saga Rose?
You do. On a two-week cruise, for instance, you'd probably have something in the region of three formal nights. The first formal night we're having tomorrow when we leave, and we'll have the captain's welcome party, where I would greet the passengers at the door. There's a photograph of the captain. And then I have a captain's table where I invite guests to my table, and my senior officers have tables in the dining room. And then we have a farewell party at the end, and in between we'll have a loyalty party where we have a lot of repeat passengers who come back to us time and time again, so we do hold a loyalty party. I try and walk around and about the ship as much as possible. Again, I know many passengers, and it's nice to meet up with old friends. And I do like to be the kind of captain that's very approachable, not just for the passengers, but for the crew. It's very important. My father gave me a great bit of advice to say that, you know, you always must be approachable to your crew so they can trust you and approach you when needed. And I've always taken that advice, and thankfully I have a wonderful crew, and hopefully they feel the same way. You know.
Well, listen, I much appreciate your time you've taken out of your very, very busy schedule. You're sailing in a few hours' time. May I wish you a good voyage, and I wish I was coming. I have one childish request.
Yes.
I don't know whether you can grant me this. Can I please press the button that makes the hooter go?
I think that could probably be arranged.